أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك. Yesterday we read the first part of this ayat in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says He is your Rabb, your Creator, and together with that He is Kareem also, most gracious and most kind. And in being your Rabb and your Creator, your Nourisher, your Sustainer, and being so compassionate and so kind, it is only He who has created you. As we briefly explained, that we have to understand that Allah alone is our Creator. And any other thing, especially we have to sit with our children today, our small children also, who even are going to pre-primary, where they are being indoctrinated with the Darwin theory of evolution. It is very, very important that we make it very clear to them, and we enshrine this belief in their very heart that Allah alone is our Creator. And that nobody else, not even parents, make the children. If parents made the children, they would have known everything about the eyes, how to make eyes. They would have known how to make a heart, how the heart must function. The parents also don't make the children. It is just one outward means that Allah has used. But Allah alone is the Creator, and that has to be embedded very, very strongly in our hearts also, and especially our children who are so exposed to all these different types of doctrines that are coming. So that is very important. Then it is also important to understand the next part, فَسَوَّاكَ فِرْ تُجْكُ تِيكْيَا. Allah Ta'ala created insan, and we should ponder within ourselves that how Allah has created us. In fact, the greatest proof of the existence of Allah, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, is insan himself. Allah Ta'ala says himself in the Quran Sharif, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look within yourself and you will see clearly the clear signs of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the existence of Allah Ta'ala. If a person has to think of anything, he thinks with his brains. Who gave him this brains? Who gave that powers of the brain? And what great powers Allah Ta'ala has kept in the brain? But unfortunately, man cuts that relationship with Allah and he feels it's my brain. But the fact is, Allah gave that brain. And many a person who was a very, very normal person, but he became mad. Allah protect us all. And all those brains were completely down the drain. There was no use of that brain anymore. A person who becomes so proud about his brain, a tumor in the brain, a motor car accident, a person gets shot in the head, anything can happen. It is Allah who gave those brains, and we must realize and make shukr to Allah. And the true shukr is not only verbally, but that we realize and we live our lives and use our brains as Allah wants us to use them. And then not only the brains, if a person thinks of his eyes, who gave him his eyes? Free of charge. Today to have, we have an eye problem, we know it's a major problem. Allah protect us all. If a person apprehends, fears that he's going to be losing his eyesight, what a great worry and concern, not only for him, for his own whole family. He starts thinking, how will I earn my living? How will I live in this world? So Allah gave those two eyes free of charge. And then all the parts of the body, if we think of the heart, and heart problems are so common today. Who gave us this heart and it functions so perfectly? And in many cases, we spoil the things which Allah has given us by our wrong lifestyles, by our wrong eating habits, etc. We spoil these things, but Allah gives them in a perfect condition. So all this also, we should make sure, we should recognize that is the first thing. A person will definitely enter into Jannah when he realizes this is from Allah Ta'ala. He acknowledges it also, that this, that Allah alone is the giver of this, and it is indebted to Allah Ta'ala. By that, Allah Ta'ala will give him Jannah. And if we have our full obedience to Allah, we will enter directly into Jannah. And we will get the high, high positions of Jannah also. And which are also unimaginable, what the higher positions are of Jannah compared to the lower positions of Jannah. So all this Allah Ta'ala has done. He has created us, and He alone is the creator. And of every part of the body, today if just that little toe pains, or just the finger pains, or just some growth comes somewhere, we feel little lumps in our body, we get so worried about it. But all this is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the creator, and this has to be embedded in our hearts and our children also, that we all realize and understand at all times that Allah alone is our creator, and He is the one who has made all the parts of our body, and He has made them very, very balanced also. In there again, if we think that how perfectly Allah has created man, if one eye was just like a little pimple and the other eye was very big, how should we look? When a person has some deficiencies in the eyes, we see the person, it looks very awkward. If one ear was just like a small pimple and the other ear was big, like an elephant, how its ears are, how should we look? If one foot was just one foot, 12 inches, and the other foot was 1 meter, and we had to hop and walk like that, how should it have been? Any and everything, if our feet were different sizes, whenever we had to buy shoes, we couldn't just fit on one there. We should have to get a shoemaker to make our shoes, because everyone's two legs would have been different sizes. Yeah, we just buy, I know I take a size 7, I take a size 230, whatever it might be, Allah has made it so easy. So everything, if we have to think, how perfectly Allah Ta'ala has made this human being, and that we acknowledge it, and we are thankful to Allah. We appreciate it, and we are thankful to Allah Ta'ala for all His favors. And we are using every part of the body all the time. We are sleeping, our heart is functioning. Our lungs are functioning. Oxygen is being taken in. Oxygen is carbon dioxide is being taken out. All this is only the qudrat of Allah. It is very, very important to understand, acknowledge, and also very important to make it known to our children also. Very important, our little children also. They might be just talking and playing and laughing in front of us, but we don't really realize what poison is being put into them from various sources. May Allah give us tawfiq to realize this amanat which Allah has given us, and to pass the true deen at least to our own family. We are responsible to pass it on to the whole of humanity, but at least to our own family, and that we have our correct aqidah and our correct beliefs.